I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Final hour, Jones and Keith. Patriots Friday. Mike and Wenu on the way. Grab bag on the way. Clip du jour on the way. Bozo touchdown parlay.
Oh, the Bozo, a couple survivors left.
Just the two of us.
Alone survivors.
Just us two survivors in the survivor pool coming up. So all that still in store.
I don't want to jinx the Bozo. I do feel good about it. I was looking at a quick gander at it. I was like, ooh, this one's nice.
I think this one genuinely has a real shot. Yeah. I do.
Yep.
But we've been told, Keith, too much Belichick talk today.
Well, by one guy, and
not
then the text
enough.
Line exploded with people being like, this is the best.
Not enough focus on the game.
Yep.
So here's what we're going to do.
Oh, right.
Let's drill down. Let's get to brass tacks.
Yeah.
Let's get down the nitty-gritty of Pats and Titans. It is
the
keys.
Yes.
Keith's keys.
I got Rich Keith. What is going to be a couple of keys?
And now, what are your two keys tonight?
Keith presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keith's keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keith's keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keith's keys.
It's Keith's keys.
Okay, Jones, Patriots taking on the Titans. Pats coming to this one 4-2. The Titans just 1-5. At last check, Patriots 6.5-point favorites with an over-under of 42.5. This game will kick off at 1 o'clock from Nissan Stadium in Nashville, Tennessee. The Patriots have not suffered a loss on the road, while the Titans have not won at home. So something doesn't have to give. The Patriots are the only team in 2025 that has not surrendered 50 yards to a running back through the first six games. It is the first time in team history that has occurred.
So bench Tony Pollard.
The Titans' only win this season was greatly aided by an opponent fumbling right before he crossed the end zone. Therefore, Ramondre Stevenson should sit this one out. The Patriots' defense is allowing just 3.46 yards per rush through the first six games of the season, the third lowest mark in the NFL in 2025. The team record is 3.3 yards per game set in 2023.
Really?
The Tennessee Titans' mascot is a raccoon. His name is T-Rack.
Well,
in 2011, T-Rack won the title of Most Awesome Mascot presented by Cartoon Network, but everyone knows that voting is rigged. Tight end Hunter Henry may be surprised to learn that he enters this week ranked fifth among New England tight ends with 2,482 yards receiving. He needs 6 yards this week against Tennessee to move past Jim Whalen into fourth place on the Patriots' all-time list among tight ends.
I think he'll get there.
The Titans' owner is Amy Adams, but not that Amy Adams. Quarterback Drake May had his fifth straight game with a 100-plus passer rating after finishing with a 140.1 rating in a win at New Orleans. May will try for his sixth straight game with a 100-plus passer rating this week at Tennessee. the Patriots' record for most consecutive games with a 100-plus quarterback rating in a single season is 8 straight games by Tom Brady in 2007 and 2011. The NFL record for a single season is 12 by Aaron Rodgers in 2011. The Titans fired Brian Callahan after just a year and a half. Still a longer commitment than I got from my ex-wife.
Famously.
Founded as the Houston Oilers in 1960, the team moved to Tennessee in 1997 and then took on the team name Titans in 1999. Before choosing their team name, Paul Tagliabue gave Tennessee one rule: no more fish names. I wonder how then-head coach Jeff Fisher felt about that.
Probably singled out.
After heeding that sound advice, Tennessee Football LP filed applications for 7 trademarks.
Oh, good.
Commanders.
7.
Pioneers. Presidents. Traditions. Vipers.
Oh.
Wolves. And not to be confused with Scheim, the Fury.
I like Vipers.
The Fury. If Kayshon Boutte has 2 or more touchdowns this weekend, he'll be the first Patriots wide receiver with back-to-back weeks of at least 2 touchdown catches since Randy Moss in 2007.
7.
As a nation, we owe a lot to Tennessee because they've given the country, nay, the world, 2 of the sweetest treats there is. I see the wheels turning in Jones's head right now, trying to figure out the contribution. But let me stop you before you malfunction.
Okay, thank you.
Tennessee has given us both Mountain Dew and machine-made cotton candy. Safety Brendan Schooler and linebacker Jack Gibbons each are nearing double-digit special teams tackles. If Schooler gets 2 special teams tackles and Gibbons gets at least 1 special teams tackle this week at Tennessee, they'll be the first Patriot players with 10-plus special teams tackles since 2023, when Brendan Schooler and Chris Board finished with at least 10 special teams tackles.
2023 was a big year.
The Music City Miracle is one of the most famous moments in Titans history, but was it really a miracle? It happened against the Bills, and they always find ways to lose. The Titans came up 1 yard shy in their Super Bowl 34 loss to the Rams.
Oops.
Tony Boselli played Tennessee a lot, but not enough to be a Hall of Famer, according to Bruce Smith. If you're looking for some player nicknames,
yeah,
Tennessee Titans boast a roster of some of the league's greatest in its checkered history. Javon Curse was the Freak. Do you remember Air McNair?
Oh, sure.
That was Steve McNair. Smash and Dash? That was the backfield duo of Lendale White and Chris Johnson.
Ooh.
And Jones, can you tell me who Mr. Monday Night was?
No.
Keith Bullock. And finally, there are no Derricks in the game on Sunday. So if you're looking for some Derrick football, you're going to have to go somewhere else.
All right, well, no Derricks. That bodes well for the Patriots.
Yep. Something does not have to give
insofar
as Tennessee has not won a game at home.
I'm happy that it's not a Monday night game, because look out for the great Keith Bullock.
True. Keep an eye on those special teams tackles.
Yeah,
Schooler can wrap up a couple guys on punt.
Yeah, I think when you add it all up,
T-Rack will be there.
I think,
yeah.
I was unaware of T-Rack.
T-Rack, yeah.
Or any of their old nicknames they were thinking of going with.
Yeah,
including the Fury.
The Fury.
So close. Shia
goes, huh?
So close.
Shia pops his head up. What?
I say Pats win and cover.
Win, cover. I agree.
Over?
I don't know about 42 and a half.
That's low. Over.
Are the Titans scoring a lot of points?
The Pats could score 42 by themselves.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And the run it up factor.
Exactly.
They're going to run it up.
Over.
If they have an opportunity to run it up, they're going to run it up.
They score 42 against the Panthers.
Panthers. They might be able to do it themselves.
Thank you. And if you could do it against the Panthers,
you can do it against anybody.
You can do it against this team.
What do you think? Like a 31-13? That'll get you the over.
More.
More?
You think they get to 13?
You think they get to 31?
Yeah,
yes,
they've already
done it. The Pats get to 31.
Yes.
I know they've done it. You think they do on Sunday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, 31's the number.
I already said 42.
60 to nothing.
Oh, my God.
59 nothing.
What do you think?
Well, no, that was the out of rank pick. 59 nothing.
What do you think over there?
No, I'm saying.
31-13? That's what I just said.
Yeah, that's.
31-13.
I thought you were asking me if that was my pick. That
no,
was,
it's
that was
my
your
pick.
Pick. Got it.
You can't take my pick.
I don't want it.
Yeah.
I don't want that pick. I want like 42-6.
42-6?
Yeah, okay, that's my pick.
All right, that's what you're saying.
Win, cover, over.
If you feel confident about that, so be it.
Beat down.
Yeah. And then sort of a, hey, take a look at us in the AFC because, let's see, who do the... the Bills are on a bye. So the Bills and Ravens are both on a bye. So two other teams that you might look at, right? You won't have that. Because, sure. Like, the Steelers losing last night was a big deal.
Uh-huh.
What are you laughing at?
What was the line again about the two what? It was Mountain Dew and what?
Oh, are you talking about the Keys?
Yeah, and the Keys. What was it again?
Two sweet treats, I think.
Yeah, what were they? Mountain Dew and what was the other one? I already forgot.
Cotton candy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The cotton candy machine.
Somebody said, I thought you were talking about Dolly Parton.
No.
Is Dolly Parton sleep on her back?
Well, she has to medically.
Will Middlebrooks is texting.
She's doing fine, though. Did you hear there was like reports that wasn't?
Well, I saw she tweeted.
Yeah.
Well, or someone on her behalf tweeted. I did see that.
Sick brag.
She looks amazing.
Yeah. She looks amazing.
Absolutely
is right.
Amazing.
Though. Yeah. I think she was not doing great, though, this week.
No, well, that was before we saw the tweet.
She is 79 years old.
She was dealing with something in her sister's like, have prayers, and she was like, I just have shingles or something like that.
Oh, geez, yeah.
I can't believe Mountain Dew is from Tennessee. How do I know that?
I don't know. I love it. I love Mountain Dew. I saw a great idea on Instagram.
I loved it.
There's some guy posted.
I don't know why you had to have the procedure you had if you love Mountain Dew so much. I don't know why you needed that.
I should not have had that procedure that I had done. The guy absolutely botched it. I still think about it twice a week. Horrifying down there.
RFK.
I don't wish that upon my worst enemy.
RFK was years ahead of his time trying to get rid of that yellow dye.
Just slam it down. Yeah, yellow 6, blue 5. You get a little code red in you. Forget about it. You'll never have a kid. Baja Blast. No, I saw a guy. He had a giant bucket, one of those plastic pumpkin buckets.
Yeah.
Filled with Baja Blast outside of his house. He goes, on Halloween, everybody gets one cup. Just like walk up.
Just
what is
rage.
This? Oh, it's Mountain Dew. Just sitting out. Just grab a scoop of that. And you're good to go for the rest of your night. I'm like, all right. I told my wife, I go, we're doing that. She's like, we're not leaving a ton of Mountain Dew out of our house.
So all your predictions, I know a lot of people want them.
The Keys?
All your predictions. Yeah, for Pats.
We all took the
Pats. Now that you've heard the Keys.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
I know I heard your prediction, so I guess your answer is no. Do the Titans have any shot this weekend?
No. I mean, outside of it's any given Sunday in the NFL.
The three consecutive road game factor.
Which we found out, new coach.
Which we found out they have actually done in their franchise.
Yeah, they have. We had a caller who was very intelligent. Like, guys, look it up. 85 on their way to the Super Bowl.
Boston Sports Nymph. Yeah. Go back to the drawing board.
In your face.
Yeah.
So I think maybe just they have a new coach. But you pointed this out earlier in the week. This isn't the former player coach where you're like, oh, Antonio Pierce now, rah, 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 Jeff Saturday, rah, rah, rah.
If Mr. Monday Night were on the sidelines.
Different story.
Totally different story.
Oh, Keith Bullock up and down? Yeah. I might take the Titans.
Me
but
too.
No, it's Mike McCoy.
If it were.
He might fall asleep.
Jeff Saturday, Antonio Pierce level.
I'm not worried about the Mike McCoy thing.
Dead cat bounce or interim coach bounce, I would normally fear.
Yeah.
But I think the Vrabel revenge factor cancels that out anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I think on top of it, you're bringing in like a geek offensive coordinator whiz kid, which I do want, but I don't think it's like a leader of men situation.
No, it definitely is not.
And Mike McCoy failed spectacularly when he was with the Chargers, and that's their solution.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't feel like that's going to go very well for the Titans this weekend. They have like one good player. We went through the roster earlier.
They do, and like if the Patriots are worth anything, they'll take out the one player.
No, Taylor Kyles, which again, hat tip to him, brag of the week, as you heard just a few moments ago on the show. But he said something like, I hope Jeffrey Simmons has a big day for Tennessee or else it's going to be a monster day for Drake May. It's like one guy to block on that team.
Yeah.
One guy to worry about on that team. And if you can contain him, there's no way they're slowing down the Pats offense.
So Harold Landry, I'm wondering if he's going to be available. Not that it's like they either win or lose. But
we say this on the air. He was at practice
today. Okay. So that's good.
Yeah.
And so maybe as a veteran guy, he doesn't need to practice a whole lot because this is like what an ideal matchup. Not only is it a former team, but that offensive line's a mess. Cam Ward hangs onto the ball way too long. So like Harold Landry, if he's full go, he could have 2 sacks.
Good question here on the text line. Do we see Tommy Cutlets this weekend?
No.
Is he usually the inactive guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two people would have to get hurt for that to happen. And then you're really in trouble.
You think two people are going to get hurt?
Bad question by the text line.
Pasternak. Do we see Josh Dobbs?
Do we see Dobbs?
I hope so.
Yeah.
You know, I hope they run it up.
Revenge game for him.
Also, they're all revenge games
for Bob.
That's true. He's playing for a lot of teams. 617-779-7937. That is how you dial up WEEI Afternoons. Yeah, got Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy. Yeah, got Ted. Stay tuned. We'll also get you the clip du jour. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Grab Bag.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Bruins dropped the first game of their road trip in last night's 6-5 loss to the Golden Knights in Las Vegas. Up next, the Bruins will be in Colorado to play the Avalanche tomorrow night. Puck drop at Ball Arena is at 9 o'clock. On Thursday night football, the Bengals defeated the Steelers 33-31. This Sunday, the Patriots are in Tennessee to take on the Titans. Kickoff from Nissan Stadium is at 1 o'clock. In the MLB playoffs yesterday, the Blue Jays even their series with the Mariners after defeating Seattle 8-2. Game 5 of the ALCS is tonight at 6:08. In the NLCS, the Dodgers are one win away from sweeping Milwaukee after beating the Brewers 3-1 in Los Angeles. Game 4 is tonight at 8:38. Tonight at 7 o'clock, BC Hockey will be in New York to take on RPI. You can catch the call of the game on WEEI AM 850. Coverage begins at 6:45. Tomorrow afternoon, BC Football hosts UConn. Kickoff from Alumni Stadium is at noon. That game can be heard right here on 93.7, with coverage beginning at 11:30. And the Revolution close out their season tomorrow night in a matchup against Chicago Fire FC. Kickoff from Gillette Stadium is at 6 o'clock. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's time for Grab Bag.
Certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keith WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. We got the Bozo Touchdown Parlay coming up, couple Survivor picks, MLB playoffs, and so much more. But it is a Patriots Friday, Jones. It is indeed. We're joined every other Patriots Friday by Mike Onwenu, Patriots offensive lineman. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Look for the new lower prices everyday tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy most. Mike Onwenu, welcome back to the Grab Bag.
How's that? What's up?
How's it feel to be in first place? We talked to some of your teammates on Monday before the Bills game happened on Monday night. Bills lose on Monday night. By virtue of a head-to-head win over Buffalo, you guys are in first. How's it feel to be a first-place team?
Yeah, it feels good. Definitely been putting in work, so just going to continue to keep doing that.
What have you seen in the improvements of Drake May? Just you've been around him his whole brief career to this point, but, you know, seeing him, I think it was right around this time last year he took over as a starter, and to see where he's gone from, you know, really in a full year.
Yeah. I would just say he's been improving, obviously, just with his play style and his pocket presence, and then just he's always had good eyes seeing the field and whatnot. So, I mean, he's just been keep balling and doing his thing.
Mike and Winner, we are not just in the grab bag. We're also in the trust tree here. So I want your honest assessment, your honest answer here. I've heard quite a bit. Mike Vrabel, uh-huh. He's not any different this week than he is any other week. He's going against Tennessee. He's going back to Nashville. Has he really not been any different? Hasn't mentioned anything about his time in Tennessee? That's true?
No, he hasn't. He hasn't.
See, I find that hard to believe that there's no extra edge to this game. Are you guys aware of his tenure in Tennessee and how it ended? Do you feel any extra going into the game for it?
No. I mean, the game is the game, but, you know, at the end of the day, we're improving on things that we need to improve on or that we didn't do well in the past few games. So I think that's just our main focus, improving the things that we did bad in the past game so we can, you know, keep improving and get better week to week.
You know, have you been able to identify anything to get the run game going a little bit more? You know, we mentioned, you know, Drake May in the pass game, and you guys are putting up some points, but it seems like the run game has been a little stagnant. Anything you can point to?
I'll just, you know, put obviously as O-lineman, you know, I'm going to put it on our shoulders. I mean, we can do better blocking the guys up front, staying on our blocks. I think over the weeks, you know, we've seen that a few times, just guys falling off blocks. You know, a lot of penetration. So we're taking it on our shoulders and going to do our thing.
Jeffrey Simmons is a name that comes up quite a bit. Vrabel's mentioned him. Some of your teammates have mentioned him. What's it like going against a player like Jeffrey Simmons this week?
Yeah, so a great player, strong player, you know, very smart. So, I mean, you got to be ready every play. And, you know, every play is a battle. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that as well.
You got anything queued up for the plane ride down to Tennessee? It's been three straight road games for you guys, but you take a nap, you watch game film, you watch movie shows. Yeah. What do you got on tap?
Yeah, usually I peek a game. I watch a game or maybe like third down or something like that, just a little cut up, maybe for about 20 minutes, and then I'll catch some rest, listen to music, and just go to sleep.
So we were asking your teammate Milton Williams last week about kind of the cool back-to-backs you guys are doing. Is New Orleans and then Nashville. Do you have a favorite place, a favorite city you like to visit when you guys are on the road this season? And how about New Orleans, Nashville back-to-back?
You were saying, do I have a favorite or?
Yeah, like are either of those two on your list, and do you have a favorite destination when you're in town? I know it's different than other sports in the NFL. You're not there for very long.
Yeah. I won't say I have a favorite, but I mean it's been interesting this year. You know, we've been going to a few places that I haven't been before, and seeing other stadiums. Like last week, I think my first time playing Tennessee was last year, so that was my first time seeing a stadium last year. But I mean, really, really nothing new, nothing crazy. I mean, I'm looking forward to the games. I mean, I don't really care too much about the travel.
Okay, he's Mike Onwenu, Patriots offensive lineman. Every other Patriots Friday here on Jones and Keith. Mike Onwenu, best of luck this weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate y'all. Y'all be good.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Jones got a friend in Keith. Jones got a friend in Keith. It's 1:30. Time's a dragging. All Jones he's done all day is nag. You just remember it's time to grab bags. Boy, Jones got a friend in Keefe. Yeah, Jones got a friend in Keefe.
Wow.
All right, it's week 7. Excellent. Yeah,
that
excellent.
Is good. That is strong.
Excellent. Again, those are all sent in. You can it's keef@weei.com.
Mm-hmm.
We welcome all grab bag submissions. I think most of them make their way in, Nick's, right? Most of them?
Yeah, unless it's like unlistenable.
There are some. Sometimes it's an
Or if you send me a...
We cut out the unlistenable ones? That was a good. That was a strong one. But you're saying some...
No, there's way worse ones than some of the unlistenable ones.
So there is a filter on
this. We've also run into some people that just fail to attach the file.
Yeah, they copy the local file on their phone and just send that like we have access to.
That doesn't work.
We call that the Jordan approach. That's what we call that. Yeah,
people using Adobe Photoshop. A link that goes nowhere. Yeah.
All right, week 7, Bozo touchdown parlay. I will start. I'm actually going with a guy on Monday night. So we hopefully will be in a situation on Monday where we're like, hey, what do? Cash out Keith or do we let it ride? I'm going Sun God, Amon Ross, St. Brown, one of my top 5 all-time Saints. Also has not scored a touchdown in the last 2 weeks. And that guy scores all the time.
Do factor.
So, oh, my God, is he going to score? There's going to be a lot of points. In that Lions game. So give me Amon Ross St. Brown.
Okay, there's also going to be a lot of points in the Cowboys game this weekend. CeeDee Lamb back for Dak Prescott, who's throwing 3 touchdowns every week. I got CeeDee Lamb at +115 to go with Keith taking Amon Ross St. Brown. Billy, who you got?
He's long overdue, been playing well. Give me Stephon Diggs in Tennessee with a touchdown.
Due factor and overdue factor.
Yeah, I like
good. I like it. We got that going for us. Mm-hmm. Nick?
I'm going with a weather game. Quinshon Judkins, Browns playing the Dolphins. Dolphins run defense stinks. And there's supposed to be wind gusts of like 60 miles an hour.
Wind game.
So they're not throwing the ball very much.
Yeah, Dylan, hand it to Judkins.
Imagine Dylan Gabriel trying to throw in 60 mile an hour winds.
Go straight backwards.
Yeah, you should not do that. You're going to have to hand it. Well, good point. And that goes hand in hand with Terps' pick this week. He's got Devon Achane +105. So add those up, Keith. Amon Ra, CeeDee Lamb, Steph Diggs, Quinshon Judkins. Do it fast. Devon Achane.
Over $1.2 trillion.
I don't think it's going to be our juiciest Bozo touchdown parlay, but I think this one has like a real chance of hitting.
I don't have it.
What do you mean?
I screwed that
What's
up.
I screwed
that up. 429. $626.
I see on the screen.
Oh, okay.
One gets you.
It's going to be under a PS5. How is that possible? Is Achane and Judkins also minus money?
Judkins is minus money.
Judkins is. I know St. Brown is. I apologize. I didn't have it.
I see Achane +105.
One ham for, let's say, an on sale PS5. Like a holiday season PS5.
Markdown. PS5 markdown. Yeah.
That's what I would think.
Yeah.
Refurbish.
Yeah.
Lightly used. Pre-owned.
Gently used.
Catherine Zeta-Jones. She dips beneath the grab bags. Ooh.
All right, you and me are the last two standing when it comes to the survivor pool. We've gotten 6 straight right. I've already used Denver, Arizona, Tampa Bay, Buffalo, Detroit, and Green Bay. So I'm going to go Kansas City. I mean, they are heavy, heavy favorites, but I have not used them yet, so I won't try to get cute. It's all about surviving. It's Kansas City versus the Raiders. At home, where they are double-digit favorites. I'll take Kansas City.
I'm going to use a team you already used. They are 7-point favorites against the Giants this week. Give me the Denver Broncos.
Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, grab bag.
All right, college football. We had mentioned how Bill Belichick, with all this drama going on, he is in action tonight, 10:30 against Cal. So that is certainly a marquee game for separate reasons. Neither team's very good.
No.
Other games that jump out, high noon tomorrow, LSU, Vanderbilt, both teams in the top 20. You have Ole Miss and Georgia. Both teams are in the top 10. Also, Alabama, Tennessee, both in the top 11. And Notre Dame, Southern Cal, both in the top 20.
Yeah, so
also BYU, Utah, another top 25 matchup. So a lot of good games.
Holy War. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you can call it that these days.
I wouldn't.
That's the Holy War. Yeah, but Alabama, Tennessee, USC, Notre Dame, not only traditional rivalries, but good matchups this year. Yeah,
I'm excited about that.
No way. That's great.
We landed on the
grab bag.
All right, the Bruins off tonight. They lost last night, part of their road trip to the Las Vegas Golden Knights. They're in action tomorrow night in Colorado, and then they wrap up the trip Sunday night
against the Utah Mammoth. You're already predicting an 0-3
I am.
Run. Yeah.
I would go back to Swayman, though. I was on the fence until I heard Sturm talking about how good he was last night.
Oh.
He gave up a six-pack.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with the snowman he gave up last year.
Right.
But, okay, if he had a good game, let's let that ride against Colorado, and then our guy Corpy can get the Mammoth on Sunday.
Ooh, good Mammoth game. Yeah. Looking forward to the Mammoth.
You gotta fight for your right to grab bag.
All right. The Celtics, of course, are off until next week. We already had our season previews, but they will tip off the regular season against the Philadelphia 76ers on Wednesday night. I don't know what version of the Sixers there are. I haven't looked far enough into it.
I haven't either, but I'm guessing two or three of their big guys will be missing.
But yeah, we are approaching it. And also, I was just looking at the schedule. The Friday night game is on Prime Video. And so watching Thursday Night Football last night, which is a pain in the ass. We've talked about that a lot. I just don't like that. But then I forgot they have like a basketball deal coming up.
I didn't even realize that until you just said it.
They have a bunch of Prime games this year for the Celtics.
What's annoying about that is like I have Amazon Prime. I assume most people these days, you have Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
You should.
You at least have access.
Sick Greg,
that's
bro.
You at least have access to it.
Well, if you don't have Apple TV and you don't watch the Red Sox on a Friday night baseball game, that's one to cry about. Not having Amazon Prime, get out of my face. But to have to, still having to
don't
flip
you
around.
Want free
you're
shipping?
Paying for it three times.
Still having to flip around to other games is like frustrating. Like trying to go to the Bruins last night just is too annoying where you just quit at a certain point in time, and I just stay watching the football game.
I'm not like a diehard wrestling fan, but when Monday Night Raw was on the USA Network, it was easy to mix it in with like other sporting events and like jump over to it. But now, since it's been on Netflix, I think I watched the first one just to see if it looked different, and I don't think I've gone to it since because I'm like, I'm not going to commit to going to that and then not have the ability to change channels.
It's too disconnected.
So it's the same thing. And so like Celtics game is one thing, but then, like, the out-of-market Prime, like, so they might have some good games. They might have, like, Thunder Nuggets.
If it's not the Celtics, I'm not watching Thunder Nuggets. No. I won't do that.
All right, well, you're missing out on some good Thunder Nuggets.
Every day a new surprise. In the bag like starry skies. Baseball Randall's here to play. Bring mediocrity for the day. A man feels good to be a grab bag. Mystery bags in a sports tray. Keith and Joel, they lead the way. In a world where bags are great.
All right, Stephon Diggs' brother, cornerback Trayvon Diggs for the Dallas Cowboys. Have you heard about this?
No.
He is out for the game against the Commanders on Sunday after he suffered an accident at home. He has been put in the concussion protocol. Head coach Brian Schottenheimer did not know the specifics of what happened.
Okay.
So, quote from Schottenheimer, "This is the NFL, and if you're unsure what's going to happen, just wait because something is going to happen. And you deal with it, and you don't lose sleep over it. The biggest thing is just the concern for Trayvon and that he's okay, but seems like he is."
Seems like it.
Seems like it. He's in the concussion protocol from something that happened at home?
Nice.
Maybe. Maybe real nice.
He hurt his neck.
Maybe not nice. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, seriously. So, I actually have a little bit of respect for this Brian Schottenheimer fella.
Do you?
The Jaden Blue injury? Nick, I know we were talking about this. Jaden Blue, their rookie running back, he got new Louis Vuitton cleats.
Okay.
Brian Schottenheimer's like, they look sweet, but he like tried to wear them on the field. His feet had like blisters on top
blisters
of blisters.
Immediately.
Yeah, on top of blisters. And like the crap he's dealing with this year, I actually have some respect for Brian Schottenheimer.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that's pretty good.
And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
We're into Diana Rossini, so again, take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah. Honestly, this is what Ken texted us some of this. Yeah. I know what this is. Ken texted some of this, and I'm like, I don't even want to deal with Keith not taking these reports seriously.
I mean, it's probably means the opposite. There's too many examples that way, but the Eagles are telling people they're not going to trade A.J. Brown.
So,
which I was like, oh, that's a great sign, actually.
Ipso facto, A.J. Brown dealt by the deadline.
So we got this guy. Okay. He's basically coming to the Patriots.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the
grab bag.
You can't handle the
grab bag.
Terry McLaurin going to be out for his fourth straight game. It's not been a very good year. He's out again. Yeah,
wait, I thought he was practicing earlier in the week. Did he show up to practice and then? Oh, maybe I just had that wrong. I thought he was playing this week.
I don't know.
I thought he did, too.
Huh. Oh, I'm just... I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings.
Headboard injury.
Yeah.
Got another one.
Grab.
bag. Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
Baseball playoffs had two games yesterday. First, it was game three of the NLCS where the Dodgers defeated the Brewers by a score of 3-1. Dodgers have what some are calling a commanding 3-0 series lead. Even more commanding than the 2-0 that we discussed yesterday.
2-0 is
commanding. No, 3-0 is for sure commanding.
3-0 is
yes,
super commanding.
Meanwhile, the ALCS, Jones, we have a series. The Blue Jays beat the Mariners 8-2. So that series is now all knotted up at two games apiece. Both series in action again tonight. So if you're looking for some baseball tonight, you got it. On FS1.
Yeah, where are they? Okay, FS1.
FS1.
Is AL or NL?
AL.
Okay.
It'll be Bryce Miller and the Mariners opposite Kevin Gausman and the Blue Jays. First pitch at 6:08 from T-Mobile Park in Seattle, Washington. And then at 8:38 on TBS, True TV, and HBO Max.
All of them.
Dodgers, Brewers. Now, the Brewers are on the brink of elimination.
Yes.
Shohei Ohtani getting the start for the Dodgers, which is badass.
That's going to go well.
Opposite, undecided.
Again?
Yeah, the Brewers.
They're undecided again?
The Brewers like to play a little fast
and
loose.
They're like the best team in baseball. They've gone undecided in the two like key games at the end of the year.
It doesn't matter. They're going to lose. Although that kid pitched great for them yesterday.
He did. Mizorowski pitched well, yes.
Yeah. Just call my name
and I'll be grab bag.
Horror movie of the day. I'm going with a Robert De Niro vehicle.
Oh?
That
Godfather. Was
that co-star. No.
Heat.
Nope.
Okay.
You want to guess it?
No, that's all I got.
Yeah. No, we don't normally do that, so I didn't know if you wanted to guess it.
Okay.
No, it's a 2005 film called Hide and Seek. Now, I don't know how it has a Rotten Tomatoes score of 12%.
Because
I remember liking it.
The cast is awesome.
Thank you, Nick. The cast is off the charts. Have you seen this?
I have. It's good. I enjoyed it, right? I enjoyed it.
Oh, I thought it was good, too.
Roddy T's, good, but I enjoyed it.
Roddy T's disagrees.
So, young Dakota Fanning.
Uh-huh.
I just watched older Dakota Fanning recently in a movie called Vicious.
Sick Greg, bro.
Yeah, I did. I watched that. Start to finish. Soup to nuts. So, it's Robert De Niro, Dakota Fanning, Famke Janssen, Elizabeth Shue, Amy Irving, Dylan Baker, Melissa Leo are all in this movie. It's good.
Well,
people said, well, it's funny, Rotten Tomatoes, 12%, but then they're like, De Niro and Fanning were great in it. And you're like, they're the whole movie.
That's got to get you at least a
50%. I would think that would get you something, but no, they weren't having it. But anyway, that's my pick.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
All right, who was the best baseball performer from Thursday, October 16th? Was it Josh Naylor, 3-for-3 home run? Was it Andrés Giménez, 2-for-3 home run, 4 RBI? Was it Caleb Durbin, 2-for-3 run scored and a steal? Was it Tyler Glasnow, 5 2/3, 1 run, 8 Ks? Or Max Scherzer, 5 2/3, 2 runs allowed, 5 Ks.
Let's give it to Max Scherzer. You see he's hollering to stay in the game last night?
Yeah.
Fire.
He's still got the grit.
Fire and brimstone.
Yeah.
Grit.
Yeah,
let's give it to Scherzer.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Bliskanek.
Baseball player of the day.
I don't even get the top text from Dice.
I didn't either.
What does that even mean?
I don't know, Dice. Going to need an explanation, yeah.
He said Dakota Fanning ruined his life in middle school when she got famous? How could that? I don't know what that even means.
I don't
know. Is this an Eamon, what's her face?
Olivia I don't Culpo think Dakota situation? Fanning is from the Cape. Is she?
Did he? Yeah, I
doubt it.
I don't get it.
She went to middle school with Dice?
Maybe.
All right. We have a ball player who played for 3 teams in a 9-year career where you'd find him in the outfield. He would bat right, throw right.
Okay.
Played for the White Sox, Padres, and Snakes.
White Sox, Padres, Snakes.
Two-time All-Star. One-time Silver Slug.
One Silver Slug.
And a fifth-place MVP finish. Started with the Snakes, went to the White Sox, where he was an All-Star, and then ended his career with the Fathers. His career high in a single season was 36 bombs and an even 100.
Oh, I like
RBI.
That. I know. I'm trying to think of the name. I want to. I know it's not Magly Ordóñez, but I.
It's not Mags.
What is the name? This is gonna.
It's not Magpipe.
This guy should have won an MVP.
The year he was Headley?
Who?
No, God, didn't he get hurt?
$43.6 million.
This is going
to
bother me.
Yeah, he would have beaten Dustin Pedroia, yeah. Actually. Yes. He was on pace to beat Dustin Pedroia.
What is this guy's name? This is going to bother me. Crap.
Well, that's the name of the game. The random player. I give you the stats. You give me the name.
I can't think of it.
Everybody knows this one.
I'm looking. I can't think of it.
Next line, still talking about Dakota Fanning. Oh, Dice. Dice goes, my bad. My real name is Dakota. That's real name was Dice.
Got it. Anyway. Didn't know that.
We just learned something.
I can't think of the gentleman's name. What is it?
Carlos Quinton.
Oh.
Carlos Quinton.
I definitely couldn't think of the name.
Carlos Quinton was rolling.
I can picture him. He got hurt late that year.
He played 130 games,
yeah.
And he was like far and away leading the league, I think, in home runs and RBI, and he still finished fifth.
You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
My just stupid brain couldn't come up with it. I can picture him right in there, though.
How about this? This was a big Sox Twins year. AL MVP, remember?
It was Pedroia, Euclid, Morneau, and Mauer.
Yeah. So it was Morneau finished second, Euclid third. But yeah, that was the list.
Yeah.
And then Quinton finished fifth, and then K-Rod sixth.
I mean, it wasn't a great.
It was not a great year.
It was not a great year.
Can't take that MVP away from him, though.
It's kind of a fake MVP for Pedroia.
Well, he led the league in hits and runs.
Well, yeah, but I mean.
And getting his uniform dirty.
But my guy, who could forget him, Carlos Quinton, got hurt.
True.
And then.
I hadn't even thought of that.
Next thing you know, problem.
Yep.
So there you go. Random ball player every day in the grab bag here on Jones.
Good stuff.
And Keith. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And I imagine there's going to be a lot of Belichick discussion on that program today. Stay tuned for it. Comes your way at 2 o'clock. We got the clip.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe. Before we get to our clip du jour, though, Jones, we are the uniform show here. We love a good uniform. Last night, the Bengal White Tiger looked really sharp.
Popped.
Apparently, we have a new Notre Dame jersey that we need to look at.
Oh, nice. And if you followed our uniform bracket, we already like the old Notre Dame hockey jersey.
Yes. Yeah. So this is the Notre Dame hockey jersey. If you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube, great. If you're not, fear not. We can describe the picture for you.
Did you ever think that maybe there's more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good looking?
It's Jones and Keith, Fashion Police.
So right away, it's a white jersey. There's a beautiful shamrock on the shoulder.
Mm.
And you know I'm going to love this uniform, Jones, because it is the mascot playing the sport. It is the leprechaun, Lucky the Leprechaun, and with a hockey. He's going for a slapper.
Just ripping a clapper.
Might be a knuckle puck.
Back scratcher is what he's doing with that. Look at the windup on that thing.
He is wearing his normal garb that he wears to all sporting games, but he's laced them up. He's got a pair of skates on, a stick, and a look of determination on his face.
Yeah.
He's about to score a goal. So I love it. I would give it a 93.7.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I love it.
93.7.
Out of 100.
Yeah, 81.
They're good.
81?
Yeah, good. Did you not see the mascot playing the game?
We're also being requested to grade the Chargers uniforms. We already did that. We did that months ago when those came out.
Yeah, we already did that.
Those were already graded. Those were terrible.
All right. Yeah. I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, in lieu of the fiasco that was the Celtics coaching staff versus Celtics media game, we decided to, on a Top 5 Friday, come up with our top 5 athletes in Boston media.
I think we nailed this.
Super competitive field.
Hart, you didn't make the cut.
Hart was an honorable mention on my list.
Yeah.
Honorable mention on my list. Spoiler alert, you and I both made our own respective lists, and here was some of that discussion. Jones, if you don't support yourself, no one will support you. I'm going with me at number 4.
Wow.
Yeah, you have to do it. Now, this may also speak to the crop.
Give us the accolades.
Okay. Three varsity sports in high school.
Yep.
Sick
yep.
brag, bro.
Starter for the baseball team 3 years. Two-time all-conference football player. Two-time all-conference basketball player.
Yep. I've actually never heard these accolades.
Yeah.
They're actually pretty impressive.
Bad college football player.
Who's above Keith in this list?
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
Where do you see it? Where do you see this list? I could go on for days.
Coming in at number 5, that would be Jones.
The cheetah!
Now, look, I'm pretty fast. I can't in good conscience put myself any higher on this list.
What are your accolades? How many varsity sports in high school?
Ooh, how many? Two?
Two? Okay, let's...
Track for a couple of years? Basketball?
Track?
Yeah, that's a varsity sport.
Sprint speed?
Best.
At least you didn't have to run and read.
What did you run?
Distance runner.
Distance runner?
Yeah.
This is top 5 athletes.
Yeah, the hallway ate him up.
8 and the 15. I tried to run the 4. Basketball captain.
Basketball captain. Oh,
same. Somehow from the bench. I didn't do a
6-man captain?
Good vibes. I was a vibes guy.
Good leadership.
Vibes. Strong vibes.
Leadership guy.
The leadership was so strong
when he was on the floor.
Too much leadership on the floor.
Got it.
They say we need that from the bench. Back that up.
Were you the only senior on your team?
No.
Okay, so I say, because sometimes there's the de facto captain. No. Like, he's been here a while.
I was one of two captains that year, but there were more seniors than that. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Competitive team?
They played a lot more
than
those
other
seniors. Oh, bad. Bad. It was a bad Vermont basketball.
Bad Vermont is as bad as it gets.
It's pretty not great.
It's bottom of the barrel.
All right, so we're both on there. Hart's not. Apologies, Hart.
Wait, was track one of the sports or not one of the sports?
No, that was one.
Track is one of the sports.
It was basketball in the 800.
It's a varsity sport.
Yeah, I know.
That's not too
like,
varsity
for myself,
sports.
I was thinking I was 2.5 varsity sports.
What were these?
Baseball and football.
Baseball,
and
football.
Winter track, I consider a half sport.
Well, winter track is
winter
more
track
bad.
Sounds winter made up.
Yeah, and I threw the shot put. So.
Oh, no, you're out. Two varsity sports. Stick with that.
Indoor track. 2.5.
Okay, nice. Crossover with WEEI After News. Brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can head into the Nines for hearty helpings of the home-style chicken pot pie with tons of chicken or the classic Yankee pot roast loaded with slow-simmered beef. You gotta love the Nines. What's coming up today?
So we'll lead things off with a little reaction Patriots talk to last night. I think that game ties into the Patriots a little bit and how you feel about the team and how you could feel about the team. Jeremy Springer, 215. Mike Giardi, 330. Obviously, we're going to get to Bill Belichick and Jordan and Pablo Torre and everything that's going on there. Mike Lombardi, Matt Patricia, and that weird hate triangle or whatever.
It's
opposite
pretty amazing.
Of love triangle.
Yeah.
We'll get to all that. We'll have our picks. We'll have Ted with his build-up to this game. And we'll have to delve into this Stephon Diggs is questionable issue.
Yeah.
I don't love that.
No.
I'm going to tell you this.
Uh-oh.
I don't have a good feeling about this game.
Oh, come on.
I don't. It just doesn't feel right.
We had a caller today. Gut feel said they were going to lose.
Yeah,
everybody else said they were going to lose.
Kelly Hammers.
A gut feel guy.
Gut feel.
I'm kind of a Punani, so I'm picking the Patriots, but my gut doesn't feel good about this game.
If you go to your football reference page.
Any Hart's nickname?
Yeah, that's a nickname. Maybe that we can hand that out.
Feel good.
Can hand that out on Fridays.
All right. Well, yeah, like I didn't take it in the survivor pool. Like I feel good about it, but not as what you know.
A weird coach bump.
I thought about it in the survivor
pool.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Vrabel, is he too emotional? Do they try to do stupid stuff? They're not good enough.
Trick
play.
There's gonna be a wild trick play.
On Wenner said
the other way.
Yeah. Wenner said they haven't talked about it one time, so he doesn't sound very emotional. Yeah. He doesn't even care.
Yeah. Do you believe all the players?
No, I don't believe.
Not for one second do I believe.
Think anyone has told us the truth yet?
Yeah.
So anyway, stay tuned. WEEI Afternoons. They got you covered here today. Dial them up 617-779-7937. Everybody have a great weekend. Hopefully the Patriots win and don't do what Hart thinks they're going to do. And we're back on Monday. Patriots Monday. What happened? All that good stuff. Monday at 10 on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.